You are listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Kids at the fair Thursday got to imagine themselves as New York's farmers of tomorrow. WAER's Kevin Fitzpatrick reports as part of Agriculture Labor Day, young scientists performed hands-on experiments on local produce and then set out on a scavenger hunt to learn about the ways the vital and expansive industry is advancing across the state.
Squish your strawberries. You want to squish it up so it's like all juice, no big chunks. Yeah, there you go.
Director of Cornell's Agriculture in the Classroom program, Katie Carpenter, says that thanks to agricultural tech, modern farms are safer and more efficient than ever before.
We had a dairy farmer come to join us who was talking about how every single cow is wearing a Fitbit now. And we are able to know when that cow comes in to feed. And if they didn't come in to feed, maybe there's a problem and we can find the individual animal and make sure there's not an illness or something we need to take care of.
Reps from SUNY Morrisville and SUNY Cobleskill were also present to talk to students entering college about the array of job opportunities available under the umbrella of agriculture. In 2018, a job in agriculture could mean anything from designing computer programs for advanced farm equipment to gene mapping disease-resistant strawberries. SUNY Cobleskill students might take part in an ag tech program sponsored by John Deere, in which the farm machinery company supplies equipment for students to learn on. Professor Douglas Hammond says advances made in onboard technology mean ag tech students can't simply be grease monkeys anymore.
One of the things that is actually really driving the need for our technicians is the amount of technology on these pieces of equipment. And I don't think people realize that this tractor right here has probably 40 computers on board. The technology that our students will have to deal with is quite high.
Despite the stratification of farm work in dozens of new directions, Dr. Lisa Livingood of SUNY Morrisville says all ag science has one goal in mind.
How are we going to feed 9 billion people by 2050? You know, and how can we do this sustainably? And agriculture is on the forefront of trying to tackle that question. When we have a growing population, how are we going to feed everyone? And then how do we get everyone to have access to good, nutritious food?
Leading the country in close to a dozen agricultural industries, New York farmers maintain trade relationships both domestically and abroad. State Labor Commissioner Roberta Reardon says more young experts on trade will be needed for the state's agricultural economy to continue to grow.
Well, we have very large international markets for our produce and our dairy, and that means you have to have people who are conversant with the regulations that other countries have. So if you're producing for a foreign market, you need to know what their regulations are, how you get certified to go into that market. You have to have an international connection. It's a growing part of the ag market here in New York State.
Kevin Fitzpatrick, WAER News.
The fair continues with Pride Day and the first of three Canadian Friendship Days. For more on this and other local news, visit our website, WAER.org.